Hi, everyone. My husband and I have been in the Word for a while, and several years ago, we decided together that we wanted to manifest the love of God in our heart more and more. And we wanted to believe God to work in our heart to show us how to help people, encourage them, build them up, and be there for them. So, to start with our plan, we decided to start having people over to eat and get to know them. Because you know what? You won't be able to help people and know what their needs are if you don't talk to people and get to know them. It doesn't work. You know, we would go to fellowship, talk a little bit, go home. You have to get to know people and talk to them and see what their needs are. And we just had so much fun doing that, getting to know people and knowing what we were there for projects. We got to help clean. We got to cook for people. We did all kinds of projects and helping people. We wanted to be there. Even people when there's times of sorrow, we made chicken soup. You know, because we knew that they weren't going to be able to cook for themselves, so we took some chicken soup to them for people that are sick. We wanted to be there for people. And what is so neat about this whole thing, you know, doing things for people, like even sending a birthday card. When I get a birthday card, I feel really special from people. You know, it makes you feel good. But not only did we send the birthday card, my husband and I would agree on a verse specifically for that person. And do you know we had calls when people would call us and say, that was just what I needed to hear, because we were believing God to help people. And with all of that and doing that, as much fun as we had doing that, guess what? Our needs got met. We had situations come up in my family and with my husband, and I'll tell you, not even thinking about it, the believers came to the rescue. You know, they met our needs. When you're not thinking of your needs all the time and you're helping people, God works on other people to meet your needs. Your needs get met always. And when you're, you know, manifesting that love of God that we have, you don't expect anything back. You're doing it from the heart. You're helping people. You want to be there for people. When my husband was in the hospital, this was on the wall of the hospital. It says, some people may give without love, but we cannot love without giving. That's what it's all about. It's fantastic. And I'll tell you, it's a wonderful world. You know, you can have a wonderful life when you are thinking of other people and being there for them, just to see their face, to be so blessed. It gives us so much joy to be able to help people. And that is being a great example of God's love in action. So that's what I wanted to share.